The Real Estate Revolution is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice. Please consult your trusted financial advisor, real estate professional, or attorney before making any real estate or financial decisions. Please remember, when following advice, your results may vary, and all information covered here is not intended to cover all aspects of the subject material, but rather a sample of issues the hosts and guests consider important.
With the latest in real estate news, you can learn all the facts that will keep you on track and use them any way you choose.
And now it's time for a power hour from America's trusted resource for everything real estate. Everything in the real estate industry is in a constant movement of change. It's a real estate revolution with your host, Victoria Riva De Nera, and her co-host, Scott Forsino. Welcome to the Real Estate Revolution.
Revolution.
Good evening and happy Monday. I'm Victoria Riva De Nera, and welcome to the Real Estate Revolution, where we discuss topics related to the real estate and mortgage business. We are currently in a movement of change in our industry, and our goal here is to bring you the latest information so you can make intelligent choices when buying or selling real estate. I'm here with my co-host this evening, Scott Forsino, and our videographer, Tim Judge, from HomeSearchTV.com, who live video streams our show on four different platforms. We can be found on periscope.tv/HomeSearchTV, MeerkatApp.com/TimJudge, Facebook/TimJudge, and YouTube/HomeSearchTV. So, Scott, how are we doing today?
I'm great. I don't know if our audience knows, we had a huge winter storm.
Yeah, we had the big blizzard of 2016, right?
Yeah, 20 years after the 96.
Yeah.
The 28 inches of snow.
Yeah. 28 inches?
I call this a mini holiday because Saturday was the day where everyone hunkered down and made food and put them on all their pictures on Facebook. And then yesterday was the day to dig out, go sleigh riding, plus the good games. Scott, I'm sure you caught those. So that was kind of like a mini unexpected holiday this weekend.
Absolutely. You know, I'm not really a big fan of winter, but I think a really good snowstorm is always welcomed, right?
Mm-hmm.
We definitely like that. So the National Association of Realtors released the existing home sales for December 2015 just the other day, and total existing home sales increased by 14.7% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of about 5.25 million in December. So that brought us an increase from the 4.76 million in November, where we are right now. So this is pretty good news.
I heard it's the most since 2006,
pre-recession. That is correct. NAR said December's numbers make 2015 the best year for existing sales since 2006. And right now we're in a balanced market, and we anticipate a balanced market for the foreseeable future. So good stuff.
Yes.
Very good stuff.
Yeah, that's real estate is very bullish. Shall we
say? Right now it's balanced. You're not listening.
No, it was balanced, but we're in an upswing, shall we say.
Yes, we are. We are. I just have to bust your chops. You know
I'm here.
Right? So here in New York State, pending sales for December were also up. They were up about 16%, and closed sales increased at about approximately 3%. So still in the right direction, where things are good.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a very interesting week this past week.
I know
you know that, right?
I know a little bit.
Yeah, it was sort of a little bit of an emotional week as well.
Let's hear what happened.
So after 25 years in the real estate industry, having been a top producer, having owned two brokerages, very successful brokerages, and having worked as the president for the Northeast Division for Exit Realty Corp. International, I have decided to cross industry lines and join the team at Movement Mortgage as the VP of Business Relations.
Mm, congratulations. That's impressive.
Thank you very much.
That's a great outfit. We've had them on the show. They do, what is their unique, would you say, value proposition?
Well, their value proposition is really their culture. You know, it is really a pretty amazing company. They also have a 7-day clear to close. So really, really exciting stuff going on there. You know, fastest growing mortgage company right now in the U.S. Very, very interesting. Very, very exciting. And I will say it was definitely bittersweet for me. You know, as excited as I am, it was very difficult to leave behind all my wonderful friends.
I know you're a great ambassador for Exit Realty International.
Yeah.
So I wish you well with this new endeavor.
Thank you very much. Well, the beautiful thing is that we can all still continue working together. You know?
Yes.
Yes, I will still work with you, Scott.
It takes a village.
Yes, it does take a village. You know, and I hope to stay in touch with all the amazing friends that I've made, and hopefully you're all listening to the show. And I want to thank you very much for all your well wishes and for all the positivity that you've shown me. It's been wonderful.
I think you'll do great.
Thank you. So research says that more than 95% of homeowners begin their home search online. You are aware of this, right?
I'm aware of the World Wide Web and its reach, yes.
Yes. And 89% of new home shoppers use a mobile search engine. And mobile apps are used by about 68% of the shoppers that are searching for a home. And the top 10 real estate websites capture nearly half of all of the total visits. And guess who's number one?
Zillow.
That's right, Zillow. Now, most real estate sites like Realtor.com are tied to MLS data feeds and are updated approximately every 15 minutes. Yep. Listings on sites like Zillow have additional information that the other sites do not have. And that includes... What are you doing?
I'm trying to get this.
See, it's a good thing we have this on video so that everyone can see how distracting you are.
I can't see me. All right, go ahead. So I want to hear more.
Okay.
Not like this.
Okay. All right, let's focus, okay? So I'm talking about what the difference is with Zillow.
Realtor.com and the feeds from the MLS.
And what Zillow does is they have portals that pull from public records. Mm-hmm. So there's additional information on their site that you don't typically find on some of the other sites. And what Zillow has done is they've created a very strong brand. Zillow has a national advertising campaign that focuses right now on the consumer and the consumer experience rather than the agent and the benefits of using an agent. You know, and Zillow is definitely much more consumer focused. You know, and they do sell ad space to agents, though. So they do welcome agents to participate on their site, and those agents are not necessarily the listing agent.
Right. Do you want to have a fact or figure regarding that kind of view, that kind of
sure.
information?
What do you have?
Okay, well, 5.25 million homes were sold in 2015. I read recently that Zillow's had 142 million users per month looking at information on 110 million homes. So let's call that about 1.4 million users. Billion users are looking at about a billion homes. So if you think about it, 95% are lookers and not buyers.
That's right. Well, the real estate industry in itself is very intriguing to the public. They love to get
all the TV shows,
all the information. Oh, exactly. I mean, they have a whole channel just around real
Several.
Estate.
Love HGTV. It or list
it. Yeah, well, it's HGTV is the channel, but they have many, many, many shows, and people tune in because they're very intrigued by real estate. So it's no surprise that they're going on to these sites. You know,
well, this is an advertising platform, and that's why people really want to know.
Yeah. Absolutely. So what else is happening with Zillow is there's Zestimates, right? Many people are saying that these Zestimates are not accurate. You know, homeowners can update the information to make it more accurate if they choose to do so. And again, you know, people are either complaining about it or they're loving it. You know, they're intrigued by it. They're going on this. You know, so it's sort of a love-hate relationship that we have with Zillow these days. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I know that people are comparing their neighbor's house to their boss's house to get an idea of what value those people have as far as a home is concerned. And that Zestimate is the thing, I think, that first got them in the public's eye with the, I think it's AVM, Automatic Valuation Model, based on some municipal data. That was the thing way back when they started that really sparked interest.
All right, I agree. So before we introduce our very special guest today, we're going to go to a break. We do want to invite our listeners to participate in our discussion today about Zillow. The number here is 914-693-5700. If you'd like to call in, join the conversation or ask a question. Again, the number is 914-693-5700, and we'll catch you right after this break.
Have you ever been disappointed because something important you planned went wrong at the last moment? Doesn't that make you really frustrated? That won't happen at Movement Mortgage, where your entire loan process is designed to remove the stress and hassles from getting your loan approved quickly. Movement Mortgage is an Inc. 500 fastest growing company in 42 states, including this area, working hard for you. How? At Movement Mortgage, your loan is processed in 7 days, and we underwrite in the first 48 hours. We expedite your loan and update you continually. When buying your first home, upgrading, downsizing, or even refinancing, call your Movement Mortgage team today. The movement of change is here for you with Movement Mortgage. Call Movement Mortgage at 1-800-516-2119. That's 1-800-516-2119. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179.
The movement of change is here. Movement Mortgage.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repairman, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO Pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138, or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage. They will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
And we're back. Again, if you'd like to join the conversation today, 914-693-5700. We are talking about Zillow today, and we are very intrigued by Zillow. We either love it or hate it. And who do we have today, Scott?
We are fortunate enough to have Jay Thompson, an old, longtime friend of mine. He is the Director of Industry Outreach for Zillow, which operates the leading real estate and home-related marketplaces on mobile and the web. Prior to joining Zillow in March 2012, Jay was the co-owner and designated broker of Thompson's Realty in Phoenix, Arizona. Jay is a frequent speaker to local, state, and national real estate conferences on topics ranging from brokerage management to social media marketing and real estate. He built his real estate blog, Phoenix Real Estate Guy, into the one of the most widely read real estate blogs in the country and has contributed to numerous other real estate industry and publications. A summa cum laude graduate, that means top of the class, at St. Andrews University in Austin, Texas, Jay currently resides in rainy Seattle when he's not on the road for Zillow, speaking to some real estate professionals across the country. So Jay can be reached at jt@zillow.com.
And Jay is on the phone with us right now.
We're happy.
Welcome, Jay. Thank you very much for participating in our show today.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We're excited. So you're the guy. You're the guy who handles all the kind of complaints and the rants on Facebook. I've seen too many to count. Thank you for that service.
Certainly.
What do you hear? What are some of the, I mean, so, I don't know. I've heard this rumor. Is tonight the night, are we breaking the news that Zillow is actually stating its intention to wipe out realtors? Is that tonight?
No, that's not tonight. That's not any night.
Okay.
That is one of the common myths, for lack of a better word, about Zillow, particularly in the agent community. Since Zillow launched back in 2006, there has always been a certain segment of the agent population that has been concerned, afraid, unknown about what Zillow's intent is. We get compared fairly often to what Expedia has done to travel agents. Part of that, I think, is because a couple of the guys that founded Zillow also founded Expedia. So when Zillow launched in 2006, there was kind of a natural reaction. People said, oh, these guys are out to disrupt the real estate industry. They're out, you know, they drove most of the travel agents out of business with Expedia. They're trying to drive real estate agents out of business with Zillow. And nothing could be further from the truth.
Okay, I mean, you know, I wanted to be the journalist, shall we say, to crack that story, but I guess it's you disappointing me.
Yeah, not going to happen.
Well, and, you know, we've heard on stage at one point, what's a Zillow?
It's a great question. What is a Zillow? Actually, the word Zillow came from, it's kind of corny, I have to admit, but it comes from the term zillions of pillows. Okay, pillows are a part of homes where you lay your head down to rest, you rest at home. We have tons of data. We have zillions of data points. We have zillions of pillows. We became Zillow.
Sounds comfy.
Zillow is, so that's kind of the origin of the name. What Zillow is, in a nutshell, is a media site that displays tremendous amounts of real estate information. And that's not just real estate listings. I mean, that's a big part of what we do. But we have data and information on virtually every property in the United States, about 110 million different homes. So the vast majority of properties that are displayed on Zillow are actually not for sale. I think it's about roughly 2 million or so at any given time properties are for sale. The other 108 million properties that are on Zillow are not currently listed for sale. But it's a big, giant, big data site, lots and lots of information. Consumers tend to love it. The agents that advertise on Zillow tend to love it. And, you know, to be perfectly honest, there's some agents out there that I don't think fully understand what Zillow is and what we do, and so they have a little bit of angst about it.
Well, Jay, I remember when I was at a desktop computer in 2006, and my friend shot me the link for Zillow and mentioned Zestimates. And I said, what is that? What are you talking about? And it seemed to me that that was the first ever opportunity for clients, buyers, sellers to see what a value of a home was without an appraiser, without an expensive appraisal done by a lender, and really almost to turn back the curtain and let someone see what possibilities there are with regard to their own home values. That was really interesting.
Right. And the debate right now is that those Zestimates are not accurate, but we do understand that homeowners can now update information for better accuracy, and yet there is still that debate, are they accurate, are they not? Where are they getting this information from? Why is it so inaccurate?
Jay,
maybe you can shed some light on that, Jay.
Sure. Well, first of all, a Zestimate is, there's a big portion of the word Zestimate that is estimate, okay? It's not called a appraisal. It's not called a price for a reason. It's an estimate. We brand it with a Z because we're Zillow, so we stick a Z in front of it and call it an estimate. And I'm not a statistician. I'm not an economist. I'm pointing upstairs, which of course we're on radio and you can't see that. Up above me, there is a bevy of economists and statisticians who work on making this estimate what it is and making it more accurate. In a nutshell, what we do is we pull public data information. And in some parts of the country, there's a tremendous amount of public data that's available, and in other parts, there's less public data that's available. So we take the public data that we can get, we mash it up into a big giant math formula, we go through these reiterations of all these different mathematical models, taking public data, and public data on housing can be anything from square footage, number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms, the year the home was built. Some public data provides a quality assessment where the county assessor will go out and say, this home is of above average quality, below average quality. We take all that data that we can get our hands on, that's out in the public space, mash it up into a math formula, and basically generate an estimate of value. So there's some things that the Zestimate will never be able to do. The Zestimate, it's a computer that's using public data, so we can't see inside a house. We don't necessarily know that you gutted your bathrooms and your kitchen 2 years ago and put in all these fancy new appliances and repiled the bathroom and put in a jetted tub and all that stuff. We also can't see that your neighbors have painted their house purple and have a 57 Ford Chevy up on blocks in the driveway and a barking dog in the backyard. All of those things which impact home value. So there's only so much home value information you can glean from the public record. We know the facts. We know the bedrooms, the baths, the square footage, although not frequently, but occasionally that public record information isn't accurate. So we allow consumers and agents to update that information to make it as accurate as we can get it. But you can never take home data, put it through an algorithm, and come out with an exact formula that a real estate professional, like an appraiser or a real estate agent, is going to be able to do when they're walking through the home, looking at it, and smelling it, and seeing what the neighborhood is like. So the Zestimate is a very good starting place. It is remarkably accurate in some neighborhoods, and neighborhoods that tend to increase Zestimate accuracy tend to be more homogenous neighborhoods, newer neighborhoods where there's a lot of tract homes, where homes are very similar. Because the other thing we get for public information is recent sales of homes. And as real estate professionals are fully aware, comps or comparable properties are a big factor in determining the value of a home. That's what appraisers use. That's what real estate agents do use when they create a CMA or comparative market analysis. So we can get those comparables as well. So that the Zestimate can be really accurate in neighborhoods where there's a lot of similar homes. It tends to be less accurate in older neighborhoods where the homes are very different from each other. There's not a lot of good comparables. The Zestimate can be a little bit less accurate for properties that are a little bit more unique, say waterfront properties or golf course properties. Any property that, and I was an agent and a broker before I joined Zillow, and there were many times where I sat down and I'm trying to do my comparative market analysis and figure out what should we list this home for, and any agent that's done more than a few of those knows that some of those CMAs are fairly easy to do, and others make you want to pull your hair out.
Right. You know, what I think, Jay, also is that your Zillow is being compared to real estate sites like Realtor.com, and Realtor.com is tied to MLS data feeds, and they're updated every 15 minutes, and they're being input, that data is being input by an agent that has the information. So I think that what is happening with Zillow is because it's coming from public data that you're comparing apples to oranges. Do you feel that?
Yeah,
exactly. Right.
And there's a time delay and a lag, and they differ in each area.
It is very different. We do get a lot of information from MLSs as well. We get direct feeds of listing information from over 350 MLSs across the country.
I'm glad you actually brought that up. So how often is that updated? And, you know, I know with some of these other sites, they're updated every 15 minutes. Are you doing the same thing when you're pulling it from an MLS data feed?
Yes, we do. It does depend on MLS. Some MLSs have different rules and regulations, but we can update as often as every 15 minutes as well.
Awesome. I'm going to have you hold for 1 second. We have a few callers. Actually, our phones are lighting up. I'd like to go to Phil. Phil, are you with us?
I am. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great.
And Phil Ferranda is on the line right now. And Phil, you are on the Zillow Advisory Board. Is that correct?
I'm on the Agent Advisory Board. I wish I were on their real board, but I'm on their Agent Advisory Board.
Okay.
Got it.
What does that mean? Let our listeners know what that means.
Well, large publicly traded companies have lots of boards. They have boards of directors. Zillow has a broker's advisory board. I'm sure they have lots of different advisory boards. The agent advisory board is set up for people who are active agents to be able to give Zillow their input on some things that Zillow might have in the lab and to act perhaps as a bit of a liaison between Zillow and the agent community so Zillow can do their job better.
Okay.
Phil, I want to ask you, because I've seen you, I've spied on you on the Zillow. One point I want to ask Jay when he gets back to answer that. Another big aspect of Zillow is the agent reviews and ratings.
Yes.
Can you speak to that point, and what really, how does that benefit the consumer?
Well, consumers would like to know a little bit about who they are dealing with before hiring them for what is often the largest transaction of their life. So in many ways, it has the same effect as Yelp. They want to know who their peers have worked with and can vouch for. Interestingly enough, agents that work at my company who have 5 or 10 reviews, some of them have dozens, get more inquiries from the public than agents at other firms who may not have any reviews. So reviews are credibility, and they are a good tool for both the consumer and for agents if they want to expand their business.
So, I mean, I guess, you know, the whole point is to get eyeballs onto those pages, and that's one of the ways the agents can demonstrate their value to clients.
Yeah.
And those reviews, are those only for agents that advertise and are highlighted next to the home listings?
No. Those actually
those reviews
any,
are for
any
anybody
agent that has
that,
a profile on Zillow.
Has a profile on
create,
Zillow profiles can
give
no
reviews.
Cost.
Phil.
Am I talking on top of Phil?
If you promulgate a transaction or you work with someone, and even if you don't have a closing with them,
sorry,
they can still and register and rate.
Let's go to Jay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, let's go to Jay because Jay's here. I don't know, can Jay and Phil hear each other?
They should be able to hear each other, but it's okay. I want to hear what Jay was saying,
okay,
though, in regards to that question. And the question was, are the reviews only for agents who advertise and are highlighted next to the home listings? And I believe you said that that is not correct, that you can, it can be for anyone. Is that right?
Yeah, that can be, that's correct. Any agent can create a profile on Zillow for free and collect reviews or request reviews to be displayed on that profile. So we do have some things that are only for our agent advertisers. We have a tremendous amount of material stuff, things that non-advertising, non-paying agents can do. And having a profile with reviews on them is one of the things that's open to any real estate professional and mortgage lenders as well.
Jay, I want to ask you, you know, that one of the things, and I think you and Victoria touched on it, that Realtor.com and Zillow are really apples and oranges. And one really big distinguishing factor is, please speak to these things. There's a make me move. There's even for sale by owners. There's coming soon, which that would be some touching of a pocket listing. So why does Zillow put those things that really traditional agents wouldn't?
Zillow feels we are super consumer focused. Our chief operating officer stood on stage several months ago and had a little one line snippet that really hit home for me. And she said, what she said was, the consumer is our North Star. Okay, that's almost everything that we do at Zillow, we do with the consumer in mind. Now, there may be some agents listening right now that goes, well, thanks a lot. Why aren't you thinking about us, the agent? It all comes out in the wash. If you make your site consumer-focused, you attract the consumer audience. That consumer audience is then put in front of advertising real estate agents. So the consumer will come to Zillow, they look around, they find all kinds of information, they find listings that are directly fed from the MLS or from a brokerage or a franchise being Remax, Keller Williams, Century 21, those kind of things. And they will also find some listings on Zillow, they being the consumer, that you won't typically find on a real estate site. And FSBOs, for sale by owners, are a perfect example of that. I get this question a lot from agents. Why does Zillow allow FSBOs? Doesn't that undermine what an agent does? And we don't believe that it does. FSBOs are primarily on Zillow for one reason. They are part of the housing inventory. That cannot be argued. Okay? Real estate agents clearly want to sell a home that's listed in the MLS, the multiple listing system, so that they can get a commission and earn a living. And I totally understand that. I made my living doing that for 7 years. But a real estate agent can also sell a FSBO to one of their buyers. Many FSBOs, in fact, most FSBOs, most home sellers that try to sell their home themselves aren't successful and ultimately wind up employing an agent. So I know the sharp, really astute agents will prospect for FSBO listings through Zillow, but bottom line, fundamentally, we put FSBOs on Zillow because they are part of the available housing inventory. If 123 Main Street down the road is for sale by owner, that is a home that is available to be bought by a consumer. So we want that home on our site because we want to have every single possible home that a consumer can buy on Zillow. You mentioned Making Move. That's another feature that we have. And that's really kind of it's a fun feature more than anything else. And what Make Me Move is, because a lot of your listeners may not realize, a homeowner can go into Zillow and kind of basically set a price and say, you know what, that's why it's called Make Me Move. Offer me whatever, X number of dollars, and you will make me move out of my house. It's a stupid amount, right? And it's kind of just a fun thing.
That is a fun thing, for
dozens,
sure.
Dozens of agents that work in, particularly that are working in inventory-starved areas, which
yes.
is happening all over the country. There's all kinds of markets out there where there just aren't very many homes listed for sale.
Right.
So we can go in.
Hey, Jay, we have another caller on the line that I'd like to bring into our conversation. George, are you
sure.
with us? George, are you there? Did we lose George?
Yes, how are you?
How are you, George?
Good. Fantastic.
Awesome. Well, thank you for calling in and joining in the conversation. Do you have a question or you do want to jump in?
No, I was just going to give my quick 2 cents of Zillow. I know is the topic of discussion. And I have to tell you, Zillow is a realtor's best friend and worst nightmare in the same sentence.
Are you a realtor, George?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm a real estate agent in Naples, Florida, redhotnaples.com, one of the, you know, most booming areas in the country, you know, and we go to a lot of events. We do door knocking. We do 100 different ways to get sellers to sell their homes. And the first thing they say is, I know what my house is worth. I use Zillow. And then what we use.
And how does that make you feel?
It makes me laugh. Because once I talk to them for at least 3 minutes, you know, I go through all the objections with, Zillow. There's a reason why there's a website called ZillowSucks.com and it's a forum talking about nightmare stories that, people have dealt with Zillow. And then the first thing I tell people, if they're only going to give me my elevator pitch, is do me a favor and type in Google Arizona Zillow lawsuit. And that basically is one of the biggest lawsuits against the juggernaut $4 billion company. And that lawsuit basically made Zillow become transparent and put a disclaimer on their website that they can be plus or minus up to 65% of the actual value of their home.
I understand. But, you know, that is Arizona. I don't know if that affects all states. I mean, that's a nice contribution from you to give a bit of the other side of the equation. I know there's many, many, many practitioners who use Zillow, like Jay described, for their best benefit. And this doesn't have to be a Zillow love fest. It could be an understanding of maybe one of the questions is, what does a consumer expect when they think they have the information? Do they expect their local practitioner to be able to analyze the data? Because that just might be one set of data gleaned from the local municipal report.
And like Jay said before, it is a starting point. You know, it's information that they're pulling from public records, and some of it is accurate and some of it is not. It's really not meant to be that.
Or, George, you could just say, you know, respectfully, you don't know what it's worth. I'll tell you, and let's hire an appraiser, and they'll tell you. But it seems like the person that said that to you is calling, as Victoria said, an apple and orange. It is not an appraisal, because at one day, if you find a buyer, they're going to get an appraisal, and that's going to be based on really legally defensible comps and all other factors and criteria. By the way, an appraisal is 42 things, so this one doesn't have this 41.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you, don't get me wrong. I use Zillow today as a tool to convert a for sale by owner. Real estate agents, and I will tell you, Zillow has its attributes. It's a clean interface. It's full of content. And it's easy to navigate for any generation. So don't get me wrong. I'm not calling in the bash Zillow at all.
Oh, wait. We understand. I mean, I opened up this show saying that there are agents out there that either love Zillow or hate Zillow. And there's a combination of that as well. And you're a perfect example of that.
And Jay can handle anything.
That's right. And
yeah.
Jay, would you like to jump in on this?
Sure. Welcome, George. I think you said you were in Naples. Is that right? Did I catch that right?
Yes.
Yeah, Naples.
The other thing I would encourage people to do, because I used to, again, I was an agent or broker before I started working for Zillow. I had agents that worked underneath me. I'm used to dealing with what we call here Zestimate objections, and I'm used to dealing with that at an agent and broker level. I think one thing that a lot of agents miss is that we publish our accuracy data right on the website. And I worked in Phoenix, Arizona, kind of a little high-tech hub. You know, it's not quite Silicon Valley, but there's a lot of high-tech jobs there, and I dealt with a lot of engineers. And I will never forget sitting across the table at a listing presentation and having some engineer go, well, you know, I've looked on Zillow, and Zillow says my home is worth $275,432. And I said, well, let me explain, one, how Zillow works and how the Zestimate works, how it pulls from public data, some of the things it can see and that it can't see. There's some things, like I mentioned earlier, that we just cannot physically factor into a Zestimate, what the neighborhood's like, what the updates to the home are, all those kind of things. And then this is what I would always throw out to those super analytical engineering types, you know, the kind of people that spread out big giant spreadsheets and they crunch numbers and they like to look at them. Go to any page on Zillow.com, scroll down to the bottom and click on where it says Zestimate, and you will get pages and pages and pages of what the Zestimate is, what the Zestimate isn't, how it's calculated, and this is important, you'll get an accuracy table that you can drill down to at least the county level and in some major metro areas the city level, and we'll tell you how accurate the Zestimate is. So when I've got a Mr. Engineer saying, well, Zillow says my home is worth $254,000, I can whip out a table and go, yes, and Zillow also says that that's $254,000 plus or minus 7.2% in your market area.
All right. Well, hold that thought. We have to go to a break.
And he goes, oh, now I understand.
Yes, we have to go to a break. We thank you for that information. We'll be right back.
Have you ever been disappointed because something important you planned went wrong at the last moment? Doesn't that make you really frustrated? That won't happen at Movement Mortgage, where your entire loan process is designed to remove the stress and hassles from getting your loan approved quickly. Movement Mortgage is an Inc. 500 fastest growing company in 42 states, including this area, working hard for you. How? At Movement Mortgage, your loan is processed in 7 days, and we underwrite in the first 48 hours. We expedite your loan and update you continually. When buying your first home, upgrading, downsizing, or even refinancing, call your Movement Mortgage team today. The movement of change is here for you with Movement Mortgage. Call Movement Mortgage at 1-800-516-2119. That's 1-800-516-2119. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179.
The movement of change is here. Movement Mortgage.
This is Paul Oster, the nation's credit repairman, and I want to help you improve your credit. As the CEO of Better Qualified, I've helped thousands of people over the past 10 years. I'm the credit expert for Fox Business News and all the major networks. I'm a certified FICO pro that uses the consumer laws to help delete negative information off of credit reports. We have a debt elimination program that focuses on the laws surrounding collections, judgments, and charge-offs. You could be entitled to up to $1,000 per violation. Call now for your free credit consultation. 888-533-8138. That number again, 888-533-8138, or visit us on the web at betterqualified.com.
Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance, Annie Mac Home Mortgage offers competitive rates, a wider array of products, and best customer service available in the lending industry. They have renovation loans for the almost perfect home that just needs a little work. If you want to get a new home built, they have construction to permanent loans with competitive rates and quick closings. Annie Mac Home Mortgage has federally insured FHA loans for borrowers who have had credit problems in the past and no down payment. VA loans for current and former members of America's Armed Forces. Whatever loan product, our licensed mortgage originators will walk you through every step of the process and take the time to work with you individually. Talk to us. Annie Mac won't just get you a mortgage, they will get you the right mortgage for you. Call Annie Mac Home Mortgage at 1-888-242-1313. That's 1-888-242-1313. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMSL 338923. Annie Mac Home Mortgage is a licensed lender by the Colorado Mortgage Company Registration.
Call Annie Mac.
And we're back. We are talking about Zillow. We have Jay Thomas on the line
Jay Thomas was a DJ.
If you remember My apologies, Jay Thompson from Zillow is on the line with us. We are going to go to Phil right now, and then we're going to go to Jay.
Phil, I remember you and I in a meeting we had, you mentioned that it's a little bit, to more underscore the point of apples and oranges, Zillow does not have any ethical duties. They're not realtors, right? So that's why they had no issue with the coming soon. You mentioned that?
Yes.
I wasn't looking for just an affirmative response. Could you elaborate?
I'm sorry, Scott. We had some feedback there. The whole issue when I was serving as an MLS president about the coming soon listings was a function of the pocket listing concern.
Right.
And, pocket listings, as the public may not know, is when an agent has a listing that is their exclusive listing, but it is not published on the multiple listing service. So it is, metaphorically speaking, in their pocket. So they would only, the intention with pocket listings, unfortunately, is so that people can sell it themselves and not cooperate with other brokers.
And by doing that, they're not really working in the best interest of the seller.
Well, I would say that in most cases, it would be difficult to justify that being the best interest of the seller when you want to consider the fact that you want the most eyeballs possible on in the market. Now, what's different about the coming soon listings is that it's not a secret. If it's on Zillow as a coming soon listing, then it is a de facto public listing, at least in that particular marketplace. So
right, but it's not from any one agent. So,
I'm sorry. Say
it's not from any agent specifically. It's from the owner.
Well,
agents put
it's out there. Agents can find it. Owners can find it. Most importantly, consumers who are working with an agent can find it.
Okay, and to Jay's point, he mentioned that the consumer is the North Star, and, you know, I've seen another stress for agents saying, look, we're not in the Zillow commercials, right, Jay? And you've addressed that before. Why aren't agents in Zillow commercials? Kind of not a good question, I think, but...
Sure, that's an easy explanation. Zillow's commercials are designed primarily for two things, to build brand awareness and to drive people to the website. Okay. Our commercials aren't designed to capture the entire process of buying or selling a home. You can't do that in a 15 or 30 second spot. Heck, you can't do that in a 60 minute spot. So our commercials are designed to drive traffic to Zillow.com and to build brand awareness for Zillow. So by doing that, and they are extremely successful at achieving both of those goals, and when we drive consumer traffic and consumer brand awareness, what does that do for the agents that advertise on Zillow? It helps them.
Right. Interesting.
Right? I will never throw a competitor under the bus. That's not the way I work. If anybody, this topic comes up all the time though, and people say, well, Realtor.com shows agents in their ads. Well, not in their last series of ads they didn't. There's not a single agent present anywhere. And that's because Realtor.com, in this case, isn't advertising for real estate agents. They're advertising to build brand awareness for Realtor.com and to drive traffic to Realtor.com, which benefits their advertisers.
Right. Well, we have, I don't know if anyone's seen the big new star, Adele. There's a Realtor parody. Anybody see it on the Facebook today?
Yes, we saw that.
Do you want to hear it and comment?
Jay, have you seen that?
I haven't gotten to listen to it yet.
Well, Phil, we can play it for you right now. Phil, have you seen it?
I have not seen it. I've heard a lot of chatter about it.
Okay, so listen in. Here we go.
There's such a difference between realities and $30,000 size. Thank you.
So other than it's a pretty good parody of Adele, I think that speaks to the issue that people may want to write a low offer, and the realtor here stresses the importance of having someone who's actually been inside the house.
I agree. I think that's super critical. I think that's why you hire a real estate agent.
Yeah, and that, you know, that's why I'm glad to have Jay, who's from Zillow, and Phil, who's a local practitioner and a former president of the MLS, say, Phil, I mean, what do you tell the client to do with the data? Because they're going to look at it on their phone, on their tablet, while they're watching TV. What do you say to, what do you tell them to do with the data? What is your role after that?
Well, the data is fine, but it's a booby prize. You know, you don't go to WebMD and then, you know, take out your own appendix. You know, you'd like to get, an educated consumer is important.
No, what about the hovercraft? Phil, what about the hovercraft?
Yeah, if you want to do-it-yourself project, build a go-kart, build a hovercraft. You know, there's instructions in the back of all the comic books.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. Vinny, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can.
Hi, Vin.
Are you joining the conversation,
like,
or you have a question?
Real quick. Well, just three quick points to the to Jay. It's called the multiple listing service. It's not a system, and I submit to you, it's just my opinion, that Zillow was created for profit, and the consumer is a way to garner the profit. So it's really all about making money, and that's okay because it's America. And the third thing, I'm not trying to be contentious, but the buyer determines the price, and it doesn't matter what Zillow says or what the appraiser says. Or what the realtor thinks, when you get somebody in there who thinks it's worth it, they're going to buy it, and that determines what the price is. And that's why we use sold comps as the most powerful indication of what a home is worth.
I can't argue that at all. It's the ready, willing, and able buyer that makes the deal happen, right? It's what they're willing to pay for the house.
That is correct.
Well, there was just such a complete absence of any frame of reference before these estimates. It seems to be some, and I say artificial, not that it's not, that it's contrived, but it was nothing there before. There was a void. When the seller could ask a certain figure, the buyer could make an offer, there was no third number. There now is a third number that people are, I think, Phil, would you say mistakenly looking to?
Well, for me, I'm not sure. It's not necessarily that it's a mistake. I think the challenge with Zillow, from the little I know about this, is in different markets it has a different margin or a different margin of error, and it's not like a baseline. It's not like saying your temperature should be 98.6, and then we can gauge by that. In every market, things change so quickly that the Zillow number, it doesn't necessarily reflect anything other than, to your point, a third opinion. But let's just make sure we understand the buyer sets the price, and it's out there. Zillow's out there to get realtors to sign up, you know, for advertising. They're out there to make money, and this is America. But please don't tell me it's all about the consumer, because if that was the case, you guys would be giving money away to make people buy houses easier.
Well, what I was trying to say that with the consumer focus, and I thought I said it, but maybe I didn't. When you serve the consumer, when you give this consumer what they're asking for, and believe me, we do surveys and focus groups. It's not like we don't just do what we do in a vacuum. We ask and get from consumers what they need and want. When you bring consumers to Zillow and you have agents that pay to advertise on Zillow, that's a good match. I mean, of course we're in business to make money.
So is this radio station here.
We're not a charity. We're not a 401k. We're in business to make money. The way we make money is by connecting consumers to real estate agents. So when you draw
in... Yeah, so with that in mind, it's wonderful that we have shows like the Real Estate Revolution so that we can get a balanced view of how things like Zillow fit into the real estate model, if you will, for people buying and selling homes. So I really appreciate Scott and Victoria being out there, because you actually are the voice for those folks out here in the field.
Thank you. I mean, it's our pleasure.
Thank
you. We bring professionals like Jay and Phil and George and you, Vinny, to allow consumers to learn more, because look, it's confusing. I have my Zillow app on my phone and my tablet. I like to see what's going on, at least what's thought to be going on. You know, why not? You know, it's more information. Phil, you've said it before. More information is better, correct?
More information is better, absolutely. And having a better professional interpret the information for you empowers the consumer.
Yeah, I think that's the only way.
Super important point, and if I may mention something, the National Association of Realtors, right, who obviously realtors, it's a huge trade organization, biggest trade organization in the country. They publish reams and reams of data. And I use this a lot of times in my discussion with agents and with consumers. Zillow launched in 2006, right? So we were about to celebrate our 10-year anniversary. And a lot of people think Zillow's out to replace real estate agents. When all this data is available to consumers, real estate agents won't be as important. I encourage all of those people that think that and feel that, go read the NAR's profile of home buyers and sellers. It comes out every year. It's a wonderful publication. It's chock full of data. And you know what their data shows? That more people use a real estate agent today than they did in 2006 before Zillow launched. And to Phil's point, I think the reason for that is because I think consumers get overwhelmed sometimes with the amount of information that's available to them, and they need a professional, a real estate agent, to help them interpret it. And to use Phil's previous point too, it's like WebMD. Okay, right now I'm the proud owner of a destroyed right shoulder. I know I need surgery on my shoulder. I can go to WebMD and I can look at the pictures. I know exactly what's torn in my shoulder. I know exactly what the doctor needs to do. You think I'm going to go cut my shoulder open and do this myself? Absolutely not. But this knowledge that the internet has given me about my shoulder condition has allowed me to have better conversations with my orthopedic surgeon about my issue.
Because he or she can do it. The realtor can do it, and your doctor can do it.
All this real estate data, they need a pro to help them interpret and understand it. And that's where real estate agents can really come into play.
That's right. And gone are the days that the prospective home buyer expects the realtor to find them the house. They can go out and find the house. They're really relying on the realtor to get them the house and negotiate the deal for them and walk them through all the steps from beginning to end.
Yep. I want to ask Victoria and Phil, as former and practicing brokers, don't you think, Phil, that the search is really the dumbest part of the real estate's job? And isn't it great that that part was ceded away from the realtor to some extent?
Well, we're no longer the guard of the information. And our value is more in advocacy and negotiation, due diligence, and you know, 100 other things that have massive consequences for the consumer. They can search. Not a big deal.
I think that's a real boom.
Has changed exactly what I just said. So I want to thank everyone for participating in our show today. Jay, how do we reach you? Can we reach you? If anyone has any questions for you at a later time?
Oh, absolutely. Best way by far is email, and that's J-A-Y-T, Jay Thompson, J-A-Y-T at Zillow.com. My phone number at Zillow is 206. Yeah, I've got to look it up because I never call myself. 206-757-4224. But I would encourage people to email me first. I check my email constantly.
Well, we really want to thank you for sharing all this wonderful information and shedding a lot of light for questions that everyone had. I also want to find out how we can reach Phil.
Jphillip@jphillip.com.
That's Andy.
Awesome. Yep, and thank you for always participating in our show. We really, truly appreciate that as well. Scott, how do we reach you?
Easily, sforcino, like my name, at exitrealtygroup.com.
And I am Victoria Rivadeneira, and I'm sorry. Yes, that's right. I have a new title. I'm Victoria Rivadeneira. I am the Vice President of Business Relations for Movement Mortgage, and I can be reached at victoriariva.com. That's the best way to reach me. We are here every Monday, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and we are looking forward to having you all here with us next week. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
We'll be right back. From the Entergy Studios, it's News Talk 12.